It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good evening and welcome to Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get set for Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball coming your way tonight. As we've got a rare Thursday night affair as it'll be two corridor teams getting set to go at it. As it'll be the Iowa City High Little Hawks coming up by 380 to take on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready for little Thursday night MVC basketball. The reason this game moved up 24 hours is because Cedar Rapids Prairie is going to be hosting the Mississippi Valley Conference Wrestling Meet coming up on Saturday. And so with that in mind, and the last time they hosted the wrestling meet, Rocky Bennett, the athletic director here, said that they were up until 2 in the morning putting mats out. So they rectified that situation by moving the boys game up 24 hours.
Well, they're playing here on that Thursday night. Like you said, a little bit change in how they go about their business. Both teams coming off of Tuesday night. Prairie's had a long go of it here lately, though. They've had four games in... Well, they were at Waterloo West last Friday, and then they went to Ames Saturday, and then Tuesday night they're up at Dubuque Hempstead. Now they turn around here on and go at it on Thursday night. So they've had a quick turnaround in all their ball games. You really don't get a whole lot of time to make your corrections there. Then you got to kind of do some of that on the fly and rely upon your leaders, senior leaders, to take that role over.
Well, we got a very interesting matchup here tonight. City High comes in 9-5 overall. 6-3 in the conference. City High right now, they are in second place in the Mississippi Division, two games behind the division-leading Xavier Saints. And meanwhile, Cedar Rapids Prairie comes in 6-8 overall. The Hawks are 4-5 in conference play. They also are in the Mississippi Division. And interestingly enough, and we'll get more into this coming up in a bit, they're going to meet tonight and could very well meet in the end of February, first part of March. Well, I guess it'd be the end of February. And they are in the same sub-state and may very well go up against one another. But we'll talk about that throughout the evening. This is the City High team, Phil, that comes in on a roll. They won two in a row, three out of their last four. And City High has won seven out of their last nine. And the veteran head coach, Don Showalter, formerly of Mid-Prairie, 42 years coaching boys basketball. And he likes the direction this team is going.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, he talked about some of these kids he had playing with him last year as sophomores, some of the junior kids that are up now. They got another year of experience under their belt. And they're being led by a good, nice combination of seniors and juniors out there. And, you know, he starts in the middle. If you're talking about Iowa City High with Micah Martin, averaging 12.5 points a ball game, 6'9". He's going to be a force to handle for Prairie on the matchups defensively.
Yeah, Micah Martin averaging 12.4 points per game, just over 8 rebounds per contest at 6'9". And it's no secret City High is going to try to pound it in the paint in this game because they got a huge height advantage in there.
Yeah, when you look at Prairie, they're going to be starting Logan Serbisek in the paint as their starting center. They list him at 6'1". I think that's probably a little generous too, Scott, even in that regard there. But he plays bigger than he is. He does a nice job displacing people. He plays hard. He plays smart out there. But City High will. And they're going to try and take advantage on the offensive glass as well too.
And for Cedar Rapids Prairie, well, pick a night of the week, I guess, is the best way to do it. Some nights this Prairie team can beat anybody. And on other nights, it doesn't go so well. Take, for example, last Friday and Saturday at Waterloo West. Prairie puts up 83 points and gets an 83-72 win. The very next night, they shoot under 20% over an Ames, hold a very good top 10 Ames team to 40 points, but lose 40-20. And Prairie's just, first of all, happy to be back here at home. They've had four straight road games, including trips to Waterloo, Ames, and Dubuque. And last time Prairie was at home, they lost to Cedar Rapids Kennedy 69-51 in a game we did. And so they're just happy to get the white uniforms back out.
Yeah, they were wondering where they were, if someone stole them or took them away from them. But they got that rough stretch over with. They get a chance here to come in. Nice crowd for a Thursday night to play in front of here, too, and a little bit of a change of venue. Good student section, a lot of cheering adults behind us as well, too.
I think it's the staff at Prairie Point is where Coach Rickardson, I believe, is teaching.
Or Hill, I think.
Is it Hill?
Hill,
okay.
At the elementary
I knew it was
now.
One of Prairie Hill or Prairie Point.
Prairie Hill is the one of the elementaries, I believe it is. Hopefully I've got that right. There's several of these elementaries, but he's there, and I think the staff's here to support him.
Yeah, and all with Coach Rickardson shirts on, that they support him. And so they're going to be very loud behind us coming up in this one here this evening. The Prairie Hawks, guard-oriented. City High, of course, trying to get it inside. Prairie being led by Max Smith-Drejos with 13.8 points per game. Cal Clark right behind at 12.4 points per game. Those two make this team go. There's no secret to that as well.
Those are the two, Clark and Smith-Drejos. If you're Prairie, those two need to have good basketball games out there. They can shoot it from the perimeter. They're capable. They're capable of taking people off the dribble as well. Heady players, both of them are. Those are going to be your two main players as far as the scoring is concerned. Jalen Rima is going to be a player, too, in transition. A good athlete out there on the floor. Of course, going to Northern Iowa to play football. But he's going to be primarily more of a slasher, going to the basket and try to beat people in transition. But, you know, they shoot it well, Scott. They've got a good record. If they struggle from the perimeter, and you may say, well, duh, that's any basketball team. But Prairie is really suspect to that. They need their perimeter jump shot to fall. They don't have any sort of an inside presence right now.
Prairie has more than 100 more three-point shot attempts than City High does. City High is shooting just under 50% at 49.8% for the year. And, of course, Micah Martin leading the way, shooting 65% from the field so far. And when Prairie hits threes, they can stick with anybody, and that's going to be one of the big keys to this game. The other part that I think is going to be a factor in this one here tonight, this is a City High team, and you can say this with all of Don Showalter's teams. They are just fundamentally sound. They don't beat themselves, and they play very good basketball. But this team for City High this year, 202 assists to 130 turnovers. They got one of the top guys in the state in Naeem Smith at 5.6 assists per game, comes up with two steals as well. Jason Jones right there with two steals per ball game as well. City High team that distributes the ball well, and they take care of the ball very well.
And that's a sign of an unselfish basketball club when you have that high number of assists out there, that they get pleasure out of setting each other up to score. That leads to good things, generally speaking. And, you know, Naeem Smith is going to be their primary point guard. I think Prairie's going to probably try to do some different things out there. Prairie likes the press, so that's one thing that I think Prairie wants, or is going to need to get some success out of here tonight, Scott, is if they can press and maybe make this more of an up-and-down basketball team, make City High forget about their inside player and Micah Martin, and wear down Smith on the perimeter, too, in the process of that as the game goes along. That's going to be part of the key for them.
Both these teams averaging in the mid-50s going into this contest here tonight. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal. And you can check out everything they have to offer at firstfedcu.com. That's firstfedcu.com. And you can check them out as well. Give them a call in their Cedar Rapids location at 362-3171 or their Hiawatha office at 319-743-7806. And this is the only game here tonight on a Thursday here in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Some very interesting matchups coming tomorrow night. Washington goes to Xavier in the renewal of that rivalry. You've got Linmar and Cedar Rapids Jefferson playing tomorrow night. Kennedy is down at West High. That'll be the game on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow. Maybe the headliner, Cedar Falls and Dubuque Senior, or Dubuque Waterloo East coming up tomorrow night, and then Hempstead goes to Waterloo West. Some very interesting matchups because you've got the seeding process coming to a close here, Phil. In fact, these two teams tonight are in substate number 6, and if my math is correct, And it's sometimes suspect, but I think we'll be okay here. The six teams involved in Substate 6, you got Jefferson, Washington, City High, Iowa City West, Prairie, and Ottumwa. Right now, West High has got the number one seed all wrapped up. City High's got the number two seed all wrapped up. So they're going to get byes, and they're going to get home dates for the semifinal round of the Substates. Prairie, with one game to play, they wrap things up tonight. And according to my calculations, Prairie has the number three seed all wrapped up. Again, that's according to my calculations. Jeff and Wash are going to be 4-5, more than likely, unless Ottumwa comes up with a win at Indianola tomorrow night. Ottumwa right now sits with 14 points. Washington with 17 points. They go to Xavier tomorrow night, and Jefferson's all done with their 15 games, and they sit at 19 points. So Wash gets a win. They'll go by Jefferson, and Ottumwa gets a win. Well, check that. I beg your pardon. Ottumwa would go up to number five with the win and a Wash loss. Jefferson looks like they're the number four seed already. So what it comes down to is if Prairie stays the number three seed, gets a first-round win, Prairie and City High will meet in the Substate semifinal again.
Yeah, we could be looking at another rematch. And Coach Showalter was talking about that, too, with getting a one or two seed in the Substate in the 4A in the Valley here in the Mississippi Valley. They play their last game on a Thursday. They wouldn't turn around and play until the following Friday, so they'd have over a week off at that time, which could be good or bad, depending upon where you're at with your team and what's going on with injuries or anything like that. It gives you plenty of time to prepare, though, and get that home game.
So it could be another matchup in the future between the Hawks and the Little Hawks. We will take a one-minute timeout, and we'll come back and set the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups as Cedar Rapids Prairie gets ready to host Iowa City High here from the Prairie Gym on this Thursday evening. Back after this one-minute timeout, you're listening to high school basketball here on KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Boys High School basketball comes up this Friday night on the North and South Gyms, KGYM. Join Brent Balmanoff this Friday at 7:30 as MVC foes knock heads as Cedar Rapids Kennedy visits number 3 Iowa City West. The Trojans have a one-game lead in the MVC Valley Division. They look to maintain that lead against a talented Cougar team looking to get back on the winning track. That's boys MVC basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Cedar Rapids Kennedy at number 3 Iowa City West. Friday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Cedar Rapids Prairie as we get ready to bring you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for this one. First of all, for the visitors, the Little Hawks of City High. They come in 9-5 overall and 6-3 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For City, they will go with this lineup at a forward. It'll be number 24, Niall Ringen. He is a 6'2 senior, and Ringen averaging 8.1 points per ball game. 26 threes on the year, shooting 42% from beyond the arc. Also at a four, number 23, Jason Jones, 6'2 and a senior. Jones also at 8.1 points per game, shooting 53% from the field. The center is number 51, Micah Martin. He is a 6'9 senior. And Martin, team leader in scoring, 12.4 points per game, 65% from the field, and 8.1 boards per game. And the guards, Naeem Smith, 5'10 and a junior. Smith just under double figures at 9.6 points per game, but also 5.5 assists. And at the other guard, number 10, Henry Mulligan, a 5'11 senior, second on the team in scoring at 9.9 at points per game. Leading three-point shooter, 40%, with 29 made threes on the year. The head coach for City High, the veteran Don Showalter, assisted by Tyler Griffith. Now the Skoltman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for Cedar Rapids Prairie. 6-8 on the year, 4-5 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Prairie, they will go with the three guards. Number 23, Jalen Rima, a UNI football signee. 6'2 and a senior, averaging 9.5 points per game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 14, Cal Clark. 5'11 and a senior, 12.4 a game. Leads Prairie with 27 threes on the year. The other guard will be number 21, Max Smith-Drejos, 6'1", and a junior. Leading scorer at 13.8 points per game. And up front for Prairie, it'll be number 22, Jake Eilers, at a forward, 6'3", and a junior, 5.4 a contest. And number 34, Logan Servicek, 6'1", and a junior. Servicek averaging just under a point a game. Head coach for Prairie in his second season, Jeremy Rickardson, assisted by Jeff Gordon and Kenyon Murray. And Phil, the keys for tonight's contest.
Well, this is going to be the classic inside-outside game, Scott, is the way it looks and the way it shapes up here with City High and Micah Martin on the interior with the 6'9". Good physique out there. He can get it on the block. They can get him the ball. It's going to be a tough matchup for Prairie. Plus, getting him off the glass, too, in the rebounding department. And then the perimeter game for Cedar Rapids Prairie, they're going to have to be able to knock down some shots, Scott. We've seen both extremes. We've seen them score 85 at Waterloo West, and then the next night turn around and only score 20 against Ames. So if they're knocking down shots from the perimeter early, that's a good sign for the Hawks.
City High in the road, black, white, and red trim. Prairie in the home, white, with the orange and black trim. Micah Martin to tip it up against Jalen Rime. A big height advantage for City, and it's controlled, though, by Prairie. Quick jumper is Rima, who's got some UNI football assistant coaches here tonight to watch him play. As we are underway, the Hawks to the basket to our left. Cal Clark rises deep three, left it short, and then the tip is good, I believe. Or did they give him the three? They put two on the board.
Oh boy, I thought that might have been goaltending if they did.
And it's going to be 2-0 in favor of Prairie. City High with the basketball. Going to the basket to our right. Skip pass over to the top. Their three goes in and out. And Mulligan with the miss. Rima with the rebound. Cal Clark into the front court. And the board has it 2-0. Not sure who got that tip.
Jalen Rima was right there on the tip, but if he hit it, it was on the rim, Scott. I sure thought it was a three-pointer.
Inside, turnaround one-hander up short that time. And the miss by Eilers, rebound by City High. Smith into the front court. Lays it for Jason Jones, bounce inside, and the turnaround shot by Micah Martin is good. You get him that basketball down there, and it's over.
On the block, they're trying to double. They're coming from the backside, but the help got there late for Prairie.
2-2 game, a little half-court pressure put on by City High. On the drive, Rima, finger roll up, no offensive foul. Rima ran through Micah Martin.
Micah Martin stood right there and about the volleyball line, if you can envision that. Halfway down the lane, he had good position. Was there before Rima left his feet.
Rima is a slasher, not a big jump shooter, and he will take it to the basket. Now Prairie with a little pressure. 2-2-1, three-quarter court. Near steal, drive in, no look pass down to the baseline, and the layup good. Good ball movement. Jason Jones gets the finish off the Nile Ringen assist.
Yeah, that was good ball movement, side to side, very patient. Took what the defense gave him.
Dangerous City High team. Going for their 10th win. Rima turnaround from 15 won't go, and the rebound tipped out to Smith. He'll bring it up with the right-hand dribble for the Little Hawks. Up 4-2. Naeem Smith gets it over to Mulligan. His pass tipped away, loose, and the chase on right in front of us. And stepping out of bounds was Rima. Good hustle there by Prairie.
Yeah, Max Smith, Trey House, and Jalen Rima both on the floor trying to get that loose ball.
City High up 4-2. Jason Jones inbound for the Little Hawks to Naeem Smith.
Watch it.
Straight man-to-man for Prairie. Mulligan guarded by Cal Clark. Jones lost it for a moment to Smith. Lob pass inside to Martin. Posting up left block, doubled, kicks it out to Jones. Open jumper, rimming it good. Got the roll just inside the right free throw line.
Assist to Micah Martin that time. Ball touched his hands in the low post.
6-2 in favor of City High. They've got six in a row. Smith Drejas over to the corner. Open three. Eilers in and out. No. And Martin with a rebound. And he is just towering inside.
Yeah, there's huge. 7, 8, 9 inches in there.
Smith. Lob pass inside. Catch by Martin. Gets doubled. Kicks it back outside to the left corner. High arching three. Short that time. No good by Ringen. And the rebound out of there to Eilers. Here comes Clark. Across the timeline for Prairie. Down 6-2.
I need a good quality look here against this City High zone.
Clark standing dribble with the left hand. Goes crossover. Trying to weave his way through traffic and a reach foul here on City High.
Interesting, Scott, how they tried to attack that zone with the ball screen up top.
Naeem Smith will pick up the foul, his first, and Servicek will come out for Prairie, and Ryan Oxley will come in. Prairie's going to shuttle different people on Micah Martin tonight.
And Ryan Oxley, about the same size as Servicek. They don't gain a whole lot in height.
And Prairie turns it over. Bad cross-court pass. Nice steal by Mulligan. Gets a return pass. Pull up three on the way. No good. Martin with the rebound, though, in the lane. Takes it up and dunks it with the left hand.
Wow. Wow. Quick timeout by Prairie. Good timeout.
Timeout in favor of Prairie. 4:39 to play here in the opening quarter. They'll take a 30-second timeout. And right now, Prairie's got no answer for Micah Martin.
No, and then that time, Scott, he got Oxley behind. Nobody came and helped. He just spun around, and nobody, like I said, nobody from the backside. He put it down easy out there. Nice looking play.
4:39 to play here in the opening quarter. City High up 8-2. Sophomore game tonight was won by Prairie at 61-29, so the Prairie sophomores remain unbeaten on the year as they go to 15-0.
Well, quick timeout by Prairie to see if they can adjust here. City's changing their defense a little bit. Three-quarter court pressure.
Yeah, a little 2-1-2, three-quarter court. A blocking foul. Niall Ringen over in the far sideline. Little nickel and dimer over there.
Sideline out of bounds. Cal Clark will be the inbounder.
8-2 in favor of City High Prairie basketball. Over to Smith Drejas. Now City's going to go zone here, 2-3.
Micah Martin in the middle.
Kind of a one-man swatter in there. Rima with the stutter dribble out front to Cal Clark. Gets it over to Smith Drejas. Goes one-on-one. No-look bounce pass over in the left wing to Clark. Prairie just working it around the perimeter. Inside Oxley. Turn around one-hander blocked by Martin. Ball loose for a moment to pick back up by the Little Hawks.
Oh, Jason Jones with that defensive rebound.
Mulligan with the ball fake on the drive all the way in. Can't finish, though. Off the board. Rima with the rebound. Outlet pass Smith Drejas. Pull up three on the way. Good for Cal Clark.
Transition three. That's where Prairie's at their best.
8-5. Now Prairie with the three-quarter court pressure. City High breaks it on the drive. Right hand running layup, no good. Martin with the rebound. He had it knocked away from behind out of bounds, and it's going to stay with City High. Vance Dillon comes in for the Little Hawks off the bench for Don Showalter, 5'11 junior. As Henry Mulligan will come out.
Ethan Copeland in for the Prairie Hawks as well.
Copeland, 5'9 and a senior. Prairie's made as we're going to have a foul on Eilers on a reach. Prairie's made a change on the roster. They brought up Griff Clark, the sophomore, the younger brother of Cal Clark.
Yeah, he's had a very nice year for, as you mentioned just a little bit ago, the Prairie sophomores having a great year, and he's had a good year as well, and getting a few minutes in the varsity action.
Smith to Dillon, his jumper no good, and we've got a push underneath. I think they're going to get Martin. And they are going to get it on Martin.
Two hands to the back, they said.
His first team foul, number three on City High. Copeland into the offensive zone for the Prairie Hawks. Plays catching the perimeter over to Oxley. With Martin still patrolling the middle, Prairie's going to go to the bench once again, coming up here with two fresh faces. Inside Oxley, fake, takes it in, off-balance throw up there off the glass, no good. And Martin with a rebound.
He just is so difficult to shoot over, Scott. He gets those arms up, really changes the trajectory of your shot.
Smith to drive and a kick out, ringing, circles in the lane, leaning one-hander in and out, no. And a rebound to Cal Clark. Weaves his way through traffic. Pulls it up top of the key. Now goes cross court. Copeland open three is too strong. And they chase it down in the near side corner. And City High gets it. As Dillon comes away with it. Smith quickly in the front court. Lob pass inside. Martin, a nice catch against a double team. And he was fouled on the spin.
Three Prairie Hawks surrounded him that time, Scott, when he caught the ball in the post.
And Max Smith Drejos will pick up the foul. And that'll be his first third on Prairie.
Mike Martin struggles a little bit from the free throw line, Scott.
Got that one, though. Looked good.
Coming into tonight's game, he was at 41%.
He's got five here in the early going. As Mulligan back in for the Little Hawks. One more coming up for the senior. It's on the way. Got a both.
Like he might get a blow here. Charles Johnson coming in.
10-5 and another look for City High. Pressure defense. Drive and trap in the half court, it looks like now.
2-2-1.
Ryman back it comes to Clark. Far hash mark. Copeland works it over down to the near side. Mason Hook into the game now for Prairie. And he'll turn, fire up the three. Missed it badly. And Dillon with a weak side rebound. 10-5, City High on top. Smith, stutter dribble, follow away jumper, got it from 17, just above the free throw line.
Nice looking jump shot there. Good possession by City High, taken with the defense game. Prairie goes underneath the screen. He had all the time in the world to knock that down.
12-5, City High lead, up to 7. This is their biggest of the ball game. Copeland to Clark, goes far side, now to Rima. Prairie working that weave offense, that cutter's look. With a minute 37 to play here in the opening quarter.
Trying to flash someone in the high post, trying to get the ball in the perimeter if they can, or into the high post area.
Here's Copeland with a deep three, right wing, no good. They fight for the rebound, almost coming out of there with it was Hook, but here comes City High. Smith with the stop and go move, pull up jumper right through, just inside the arc from 19.
A little bit of a rhythm going with that last jump shot coming off the ball screen. This time he does it off the dribble.
14-5 lead for the Little Hawks. And they threaten to run away with this one here in the early going. 1 minute to play here in the opening quarter. Copeland to Rima. Cal Clark. Clark and Drejos, only 3 points between them so far for Prairie. That's been one of the differences.
Well, they need somebody to knock down a perimeter shot. They got to get some movement, better spacing against this City High zone.
Rima quickly, far side, right side. Clark gets it over to Oxley. Back it comes to Clark. Mulligan jumping out on him. They work the triangle right. Back to Oxley. Baseline jumper. Chuck Johnson came out, got a hand in his face. And here comes City High the other way. They dump it inside. Nice catch by Johnson. Cross-court pass. Open three. In and out. No good by Mulligan. They crash the board. City High does. Dillon tipped it up and picked up by Cal Clark.
Got a clock. Got to be aware of it, Prairie.
14-5. 9 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Prairie will go for one. Clark. High ball screen over to Copeland. Right back it comes to Clark. Clark steps back and an offensive foul trying to get and create some space.
I said he used the off arm to push off to get a little bit of separation.
As Prairie will bring Smith Drejos and Eilers back in. Only 0.4 of a second to play.
We're going to match Prairie will and just try to keep the ball in front of him, not foul.
And here's a heave at the horn. It's going to go wide right, and we're at the end of the first quarter. Very good shooting quarter by City High. And after one, it's Iowa City High 14, Cedar Rapids Prairie 5. And we'll come back with the second quarter from Prairie after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Mind blown. This is Gigability. internet at the speed of now, exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, all three of our frequencies tonight. As City High, they shot it well in the first quarter. The length of City is really bothering Prairie.
Yeah, in the any kind of shots in the interior against that zone have really been challenged and have obviously affected the trajectory of Prairie shots.
Inside, off the hands of Johnson, and City High with their very first turnover of the ball game. Smith Drejos goes crossover, puts up the fall-away jumper, and got it from the right baseline from 10 feet out.
And that's what it looks like Prairie's at their best, is when they do it in transition or their secondary break even. If they have to go to a set, they've been struggling.
Mulligan on the dribble drive, got bumped a little bit. Now back to the trailer ring, an extra pass to Smith. Steps in, 17-footer right through for Name Smith.
He's feeling it a little bit, Scott. He got it going there right at the end of the first. He's keeping it going.
Smith was 6, and it's 16-7 in favor of City High. We'll start the second quarter and give you the lineups here. Smith Drejos dribbling in, leaves it for Rima. Little spin move into the lane. Follow-away shot good by Rima. Top one from 12.
Prairie High gives Prairie a chance to set in their zone.
Smith Drejos, Clark, Hook, Rima, and Eilers in there for Prairie. Inside, they beat the pressure to get the layup from Chuck Johnson.
Back into the press that time. Nice job by Chuck Johnson, just waiting for it and then going up strong.
18-9, City High on top, and they'll get back into the 2-3 zone. Smith, Mulligan in there. Johnson with Martin on the bench. Ringen and Dillon, the 5 for Don Showalter. Clark on the drive and a kick out. Rima, left wing three-pointer, and he hits.
Dribble penetration by Clark that time. Rima is spotting up on the weak side.
That's a little extra when Rima hits a three. He's not taking many, 7 of 13, but he got that one. And the cross-court pass is out of bounds. It'll go back to Prairie.
A couple quick subs here to start the second for Prairie. First time we're going to see Griff Clark, the sophomore, in.
Yep, Griff Clark coming in. He is a 5'11 sophomore. Where's number 20? And he'll come in for Big Brother. They beat the pressure. Here's Ryman in the lane. No look, dump pass underneath, and the layup good by Ryan Oxley.
Oh, good finish at the end that time.
And now a foul in the backcourt. They're going to get Griff Clark, I think, on a reach.
Prairie crawling back into this one.
And Micah Martin coming right back into the game for Johnson. And this is when City High really took over. Three-quarter court pressure. Smith brings it up with the right hand into the front court for City High. 18-14, Prairie's got back into it here with a 5-0 run. Mulligan left wing to Martin, and we got a push from behind on Prairie.
Got up behind him that time. He's right behind Martin. Oxley again knew he had to do something, but he tried to push him out with his leg underneath. Got some leverage on him.
Team foul number 6 on Prairie. They try to lob it to Martin. The ball tipped away, and City High will try it again. Left of the glass looking in with Name Smith. Looking, gets Ringen. Ringen dumps it inside. Nice catch by Jones. Double pumper, no, but he drew the foul. And that's 7 already on Prairie.
I'm going to be shooting the bonus the rest of the way here for the Little Hawks.
And the second on Ryan Oxley.
Probably see Logan Servicet come in for him right now. Those two kind of trade minutes for the center role.
One Achilles heel for this Little Hawk team is free throws. Only 55% on the air, but they're 3 for 3 so far tonight.
And all indications they're going to get a lot of attempts here in this second period.
Second free throw, Jones rattles it home, and City High 4 out of 4. 20-14 lead for the Little Hawks. They've led the whole way, except for the first basket of the game, which was 2-0 Prairie. Hawks three-quarter court pressure. They Break it now with Servicek in there. Puts it on the floor, splits a double team. Back to Reima, ball fakes. 19-footer, good, just inside the arc, and he got it over Martin, who came out on him.
All of a sudden, he's come to life offensively for Prairie.
Leading the Hawks with nine. Hook pass, ringing, gets it right back to Mulligan. Over to Jones, ball fake, drives right baseline, and a block on Reima. And that'll be two on Jalen Reima.
Right back at the free throw line for City High, Jason Jones will go.
Cal Clark in for Griff Clark. And back in for Prairie will be Mason Hook. And Reima's going to have to take a seat now with two fouls.
Yeah, they don't. A 4-point ball game, they don't want to risk him getting three. 5:07 left here in the first half.
And Reima's been Prairie's offense mainly with 9 points. 1-1, free throw good by Jones. He'll get another. High school basketball tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. 21-16, Little Hawks on top. As the Big Hawks are trying to pull off an upset at Maryland. We'll keep you updated on that one. Jones got them both. Three-quarter court pressure, 2-2-1 again. Clark coming to the near side, jump pass up ahead. Driving a kick, hook to the corner. Eilers three and ring it up.
A nice way of beating pressure, Scott. That was under control. Good passes. Pass fake before every pass was made. Coach Rickerson's got to like that.
22-19, closest Prairie has been in a while. Off Prairie's third triple of the first half. Ring it. Cross-court pass to Mulligan. Outside the arc, he thought about the three. Now Smith will reset it up top. Comes off the high ball screen. Drives in. Right-hand scoop layup, no good. Martin with a rebound. Back up strong for two.
Micah Martin, again, he's just too big to screen out. He's so long, he can go up over the top and grab those.
6'9", almost averaging a double-double. That's 24-19 as we come up on the halfway mark of the game, second quarter.
Coach Showalter telling us before the ball game that he'll see some college minutes next year somewhere.
Can't teach 6'9", but he's a good 6'9". Bringing up South Smith, Dre Haas gets loose for three, no, and the weak side board to Niall Ringen. He'll walk it up himself for City High. Off the clear out, going one-on-one. Dumps it down low to Martin, fakes, had it stripped going up, and it's out of bounds, and he'll stay with City High.
He's going to run their out-of-bounds set underneath. Nice save by the Prairie defense, getting their hands in there and batting that away. I didn't see who it was for Prairie.
Off the inbound, wide open three, and hits is Ringen.
They run that 1-4 look along the baseline. This time they ran a little different action to get a three instead of post-to-post play.
27-20, Niall Ringen, a good three-point shooter on the year. 26-62 and 42%. Hook circles left. Over to Smith Drehaus on the wing. 3:20 to play here in the first half. City High back into the zone. The 2-3. Smith Drehaus on the drive, and he was fouled on the push. I think before the shot by Henry Mulligan.
Be on the floor, obviously, so it's going to be out of bounds.
Kilpatrick in, 6'2 junior for Prairie for Mason Hook. Prairie basketball off the inbound, down by seven. Hawks with it in the offensive zone. Smith Drehaus, right wing three, a line driver, no. Tipped and picked up by Martin. Naeem Smith spins his way across the timeline, stop and go dribble, drive and a kick. Mulligan will take an NBA three and buries it from the right side.
He just sized it up out there and said, hey, you're not going to play me, I'll knock it down.
He's 29-72 coming in. And it's 30-20, Little Hawks by 10. Prairie with the ball, driving in, Smith Drehaus, no look pass back to the corner. Here's a three on the way, that's short. Martin came out to harass that shot, and City High gets the board. Smith, cross court, Mulligan, pull up three, and he got two in a row. Timeout, Prairie.
Like playing horse out there, he's just sizing up, pulling the trigger.
Prairie with the timeout, and it will be a 30 or full. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:27 to play here in the opening half, and it's City High with their biggest lead. Little Hawks 33, Prairie 20, back in a minute on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives.
whatever your personal or financial goals. First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at the Prairie Gym. City High in an 11-1 run right now. And they lead it by 13 at 33-20. Prairie off the timeout. Going into the corner against the zone. Eilers turned down to three. Place catch with Cal Clark. In there along with Smith-Drejos, Kilpatrick, and Serbisek. Here's Clark, a deep three, and he buries it right out of the circle.
Yeah, they needed that. He found the gap against the guards of the zone out there for City High, and he's able to step up and hit it.
Boy, did Prairie need that one. 33-23. They dump it inside. Ball tipped away. Good defense by Serbisek. Stolen away by Clark.
They come from the backside underneath. Poked that away.
Third turnover for City High. Turnaround three up and good. Back to back. And this one was Kilpatrick from the corner.
Yeah, good sign for the Hawks now if they can get this run going.
33-26, Mulligan, bounce pass near sideline to Smith, into front court to Ringen, high lob pass, Martin tries for the catch against a double team, broken up, picked up by City High. Back to Ringen to the corner, a fake, follow away three, forced it no good, Martin with the rebound, that's no good from the left block. And here comes Prairie the other way, down by seven. 33-26, Clark, free throw line right, goes into the corner. Eilers over to Smith-Drejos. One hand poke shot up and good. Timeout City High in a game of runs.
Well, nice little answer by Prairie. It was a 13-point deficit. They cut it to five.
Back comes Prairie with a 6-0 run after the 11-1 run by City High. And it's 33-28 now. And a 30-second timeout here. No, it's going to be a full timeout taken by Don Showalter. We'll keep it here for this one. We'll have scores coming up at halftime for you. Take a look at the first half stats and take a look at our upcoming schedule. A lot going on.
Yeah, we got to do update on that Iowa game. Under 20 seconds left. Maryland's up 69-64.
And it has not been the greatest game for Jared Utoff tonight for Iowa, but that'll happen against a tough team. I'm sure Maryland was ready for him defensively. And so here, it's City High on top, 33-28.
I was going to say, Scott, if City High had been rolling along pretty good there, and then all of a sudden Prairie found its mark from behind the three-point line against that zone, and I'm sure that's one of the things Coach Showalter's been talking about, is if we're going to play this zone, you got to know where the shooters are.
Copeland back into the game for Prairie. 2-2-1, three-quarter court pressure. Mulligan breaks it ahead to Johnson, who's into the game now. Martin is on the bench. Jason Jones also back in now for the Little Hawks. Smith on the dribble drive. Lob pass inside on the block. Johnson collects and puts it up and in.
Go over the top of Johnson. He's got a nice wide body in the lane area, too. He can take up some space and get it up off the glass.
35-28. Johnson, yeah, not a little guy either at 6'4 and a junior. Prairie's going to go for the last shot of the half.
Going to make City High come out and play a little bit.
Copeland, a bounce near sideline. Hash mark to Smith-Drejos, and now Clark will set it up with 12. Copeland, far hash mark. Bullet pass inside. Smith-Drejos turn around, no good from the free throw line. And we got a walk off the rebound as there was a collision over in the far corner. Going to go back to Prairie.
Yeah, they said play on. Coach Showalter thought there was a foul. But 5.1 seconds left. Plenty of time for Prairie now to get a look either out of their out-of-bounds set or get it in and have a quick shot.
Rebound or inbound. They get it into the lane. One-hander, no good. Smith-Drejos tip, no good, and that will do it for the first half. We're at halftime. back and forth, up and down first half. And our score at the break, Iowa City High 35 and Cedar Rapids Prairie 28. And Phil and I will come back, talk halftime with you from the Prairie Gym right after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys MVC Basketball from KGYM Sports.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the male manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you. If for any reason you are not happy with it, then that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Back with you at Cedar Rapids Prairie at halftime. And the score, City High on top of the Prairie Hawks, 35-28. Back and forth we went, Phil, as City High took the lead early on, led by as many as nine, took their biggest lead off an 11-1 run at 33-20, and then Prairie came back with a 6-0 run, got it back down to 5-7 here at the halftime break.
Yeah, and they are, right now, City High is really dominating in the interior and the rebounds. When they get it inside, they're having success as well. And Prairie had that little bit of a run in there, Scott, by hitting from the outside in their three-point land out there with different players. Rima hit a few in there, and he was heating up before he got into foul trouble. That hurt Prairie a little bit in there. He had 9 points, and then he picked up a second foul, and they took him out. They didn't want him picking up his third. But Prairie connecting from the perimeter at times, and City High, when they want to, if they get it inside, they're going to have a lot of success.
Micah Martin was dominating early. Prairie started to double then, a little bit more coming from the backside. And it neutralized him a little bit, but then City High started hitting three-pointers, and then Prairie came back, started hitting three-pointers.
Yeah, and you know, too, it's not just necessarily post feeds. Micah Martin with 7 rebounds in that first half of play, and he's got somewhere he's got him and put him back up. Kept possessions alive for City High. And you know, but Logan Serbisek at times has done a nice job getting around underneath and popping it loose too. That's what you got to do. You got to be active against him. You can't just stand behind and let them throw it inside, or he'll beat you with position all night long.
Good pace to this game though in the first half.
It was, and it looked like, Scott, that Prairie might be in foul trouble early. Now there was, I don't know, 6 minutes left or something in that second quarter of play when they put City High in the bonus, but it kind of backed off a little bit and didn't keep committing fouls. So, that played into the pace of play as well.
Well, let's take a look at the first half stats and the numbers for City High. Balanced scoring being led by Micah Martin, the 6'9 senior center, and Jason Jones, both with a total of 8 points here in the first half. 6 apiece for Naeem Smith and Henry Mulligan. Mulligan on a pair of three-pointers. They went back-to-back with those in the second quarter. 4 points for Chuck Johnson off the bench, and Niall Ringen with a three-pointer, and 3 for the City High scoring. 4 of the Prairie Hawks being led at halftime by Jalen Rima with 9 points. 6 points for Cal Clark on a couple of threes. And you've got 4 points for Max Smith-Trejos, Jake Eilers with 3, Darren Kilpatrick with a 3-pointer and 3, and Ryan Oxley with a field goal and 2. City High was 6-6 from the free throw line in the first half. Prairie did not shoot a free throw in the first half.
And that's part of this here. You know, when you look at a 7-point deficit, you know, City High's been able to get it in the interior. Prairie shooting for jump shots. Sometimes that's how it plays out.
You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you. Maryland has beaten Iowa, so we welcome everybody that perhaps was taking in that game. as Iowa falls for the first time in Big Ten play, 74-68. And you missed a good first half if you were not tuned in, because had a lot of up and down basketball.
Yeah, we did, and you know, both of these ball clubs, like we said, at times have done really well and have had spurts where they look good offensively. And Coach Showalter's, after he had that last time out, I'm sure he was talking to his crew about getting out and defending the three-pointers, and he's probably continuing that conversation in here going into halftime as well.
Don't say bowlers aren't athletes. Bob Davidson out here from the Rusty Nails bowling team doing a little coaching of, I'm sure, his son's team here. So that's good to see.
Yeah, that looks like a future group. Future Prairie Hawks, what would it be? Maybe third, fourth grade, Scott?
Yeah, and Bobby was a heck of a player at LaSalle back in his day. He could light it up with some folks there. So good to see him out here. 35-28, the halftime score. City High with only four turnovers in the first half. Prairie with only three. City High shot the ball really well in the first half. Got to think right now Don Showalter's in the locker room saying, hey, we kind of forgot about Micah Martin there in the second quarter. We got to get back to him.
Yeah, there was times out there where they did, and that's going to be their central part of their game plan, I'm sure, going in here at halftime. Move him from side to side, too, and don't let Prairie come down and give help first time. It's a little bit more difficult to give help in the post area when you go side to side. You make that defense reverse a couple times out there. And the other thing that they've had a little bit of success with, which has surprised me a little bit, is ball screens up top. And Prairie's gone underneath a couple times. Usually they're going to try and fight over the top. They're going to hedge hard up there. Maybe that's part of their game plan coming in. They weren't going to go hedge hard out there, but we'll see if they change that here in the second half as well.
Yeah, 35-28 game in favor of City High. And tomorrow night, more MVC basketball on the boys' side. These are the games on the schedule. We'll have for you on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM, Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Iowa City West tomorrow. Brent Balbinot will have the call on that one. Wash will be at Xavier tomorrow night. Lindmar goes to Jefferson. It'll be Cedar Falls at Dubuque Senior. Waller will be at Waterloo East, and Hempstead will be at Waterloo West. All those games coming up tomorrow evening. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the seating here, as it looks like in 4A in the eastern part of the state of Iowa here, Phil. Taking a look at that right now. Substate number 3, which includes Lindmar, Kennedy, Cedar Falls, Waterloo East, Waterloo West, and Marshalltown. Right now, it's going to come down to Lindmar or Cedar Falls for the top seed in that particular substate. If Lindmar wins their final two games, they've got it. And they need if they don't, they need Cedar Falls to lose at least one of those remaining two games. Lindmar goes to Jeff tomorrow night, then they host Hempstead. Cedar Falls goes to Senior, and then they host Cedar Rapids Washington. Looks like the third seed is going to be Waterloo East. It's Waterloo East now. They've got one game remaining in the seeding procedure. They've got Dubuque Wallert coming up tomorrow night. Four or five, probably going to be Kennedy and Waterloo West in some kind of order right there. The Cougars cannot get to number 3. Waterloo West has 3 games remaining in the seeding process, so they can go by Waterloo East, but they would need to go 3-0, and they've got Hempstead, Waverly, Shell Rock, and at Dubuque Seniors, so they've got some tough games there. Marshalltown will be the number 6 seed in that substate, so looks like Lindmar, Cedar Falls are going to be your top 2 seeds right there. Substate number 4 right now, that's Davenport Central, Davenport North, Hempstead Senior, North Scott, and Western Dubuque. Quickly in there, North Scott or Central is going to be your 1 and 2 seeds. Dubuque Senior going to be your 3rd. Hempstead probably going to be 4th. Western Dubuque is going to be the 5th seed, and Davenport North the 6th seed right there. Coach Showalter helping us out. We'll put him on the payroll now.
I'll save you some tape.
We got some.
Is this the best tape you guys can get?
Now we're hearing about it from the coaching staff.
I tell you.
Can't win for losing.
Substate number 5, Pleasant Valley is going to be the 1 seed. They've already got that sewn up. Muscatine's going to be the 2. Bentendorf and Clinton will be the 3-4. Davenport West the 5 and Burlington the 6. And then the one we talked about earlier on with these two teams, City High and Prairie and Iowa City West. West is going to be the number 1. City High is going to be number 2. Looks like Prairie's got the 3rd sewn up. And then it'll be Wash and Jeff, 4-5, and Ottumwa probably going to be the 6, but that one is not set in stone yet.
So when you look at all of those things and you see how the state split them up, how would you grade the state on that, Scott?
I think they did a good job.
I do, too. As you go through and you look at that, they've done a nice job splitting people there. You know, one of the things, you know, I've heard maybe some of them question is that Linmar, I believe, sub-state was the same, exact same
as exact same as last year.
And I think this one is, too. This Prairie and City High one is, too, the exact same one, too. I think maybe they might like to see a little something different there. But, you know, they do a nice job looking at it, waiting, and then they kind of try to split up, try to make it the most equitable they can. And, you know, if seeds hold out, you know, you're going to probably see Iowa City West be the favorite in this sub-state, and then Linmar or Cedar Falls would be the other one in the metro that we'd be looking at.
All right, set to go. Half number 2 here tonight from Prairie, Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball. And we're underway. Prairie ball going to the bucket to our right. Backdoor alley-oop to Rima, broken up by City High's Jones. And goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Little Hawks.
I'm going to say a turnover for Prairie. 2-2-1. They're going to press again on the dead ball.
Mulligan, Smith, Jones, Ringen, and Martin, the 5, starting for Don Showalter. Prairie breaks the pressure. They go backside to Martin off his hands, picked up by Jones, and City High will retain. Prairie coming out in the man-to-man. Ringen on the ball fake. Takes the left free throw line. Two-person game. Dump down low to Martin. Running hook off the glass. Missed it wide left. And out of there with it comes Prairie, as Don Showalter wanted a foul and didn't get it. Rhyme on the drive. High Archer. Good off the glass for Rhyme. It picks up where he left off in the first half.
And went over the top of Michael Martin in the middle of that time.
That's 35-30, and an unforced error on Smith as he dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Prairie again pressing after every made basket or dead ball situation. But like you said, that one really wasn't caused by the pressure. That was just dribbling off his foot.
Prairie with Clark, Servicek, Smith-Trejos, Eilers, and Rima. The 5 for head coach Jeremy Rickardson. Top of the key, Eilers working the perimeter against the City High zone. As we played a minute here in half number 2. Clark looking inside, up top to Eilers, pops out for 3, and he hits.
A little interesting change there for Prairie. They moved Max Smith-Trejos to the high post, and they put Eilers on the perimeter. Forcing City had to play a little bit differently.
A little 5-0 mini run by Prairie to start the half, and it's a 2-point game. Smith yo-yos the dribble up top, comes off the high ball screen, leaves it far hash mark. Mulligan a jab step, right back it comes to Jones. Prairie, it's not a zone, it's a man, but they're really doubling down low on Martin. Here's Ringen for 3, that's no good. Back heel, deep kicker comes out to City High. Smith, leaner, offensive foul.
And was it Clark in there who slid in front, got good position, took the charge? Coach Showalter, I don't think, agreed with that call.
And they're finding out who the number was. And not sure who that was on.
Well, it's on 5. It's Naeem Smith.
That'll be the 2nd on Naeem Smith. And Prairie can tie or take the lead here with the 3 ball. Smith-Trejos drives baseline and a blocking foul on Martin.
You know, didn't get all the way down and cut the baseline off. A little bit late on his slide.
Prairie to inbound with Clark left of the glass. Looking in to the corner. Eilers 3, good. And Prairie's got the lead.
I'm feeling it right now. That's big for Prairie if Jake Eilers gets going from behind the 3-point line.
8-0 run by the Hawks, and Prairie's taking their first lead since 2-0. And a timeout, full timeout, going to be taken here by City High. We'll take a 30. 6 minutes even to play here in the third, and it's Prairie 36, City High 35. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Well, an 8-0 run to start the second half as Prairie has come out guns blazing here in the third quarter.
And Jake Eilers hitting from behind the three-point line. Jalen Ryman got him going a little early. And nice, a lot of bounce play Prairie ran in that last set to get Eilers open on the corner, the far corner down in the baseline.
So it'll be Prairie slapping on that 2-2-1 again. Jones did bound, gets it to Smith. Still a long way to go in this one. Mulligan to Ringen. He's doubled at the center circle, up ahead, and now Smith will get into the offense here. Prairie doubling on Martin. Kind of a collapsing man-to-man. They get it inside to Martin, and he scores. And that's what City High needs to do more.
And what that came after the reverse, Scott. They came to the left side, reversed it back to the right, where he was able to have a position established with a dump down.
37-36. Martin now in double figures. Mike has got 10. Bounce up top, Rhyme off the clear out. Ooh. Drives, goes crossover, double pump hanger, and he got it.
And going up through two or three City High defenders that time. I thought maybe he might have got away with one early with that left arm push.
He definitely used the arm.
Ooh.
And over and back on the Little Hawks. Prairie pressure paying dividends. And you know what? It's a loud gym here tonight.
Picking up student section for Prairie. Getting more involved here with this run they got going.
Dillon and Johnson coming in for City. And Oxley coming in for Prairie. As the Hawks lead it, 38-37. High post, Oxley on the handoff, Smith-Trejos. Back it comes to Clark, behind the screen, three, short, no. And Johnson with the board.
Well, they went switch to the man-to-man, City High did.
I think that's a better defense here in this instance. Smith with the stutter dribble. Leaves it far side to Dillon. Cross court now, far side hash mark. Here's Smith, he'll back the dribble up, yo-yos it out by the center circle. Gets the high ball screen. Drive and a kick to the corner. Fake, here's Dillon. Pull up 17-footer, in and out, no good. Johnson with a big time rebound down low. I think they're gonna get a foul here on Oxley.
Yeah, over the back that time. Johnson with a good position, a good screen out, and went up and got it with two hands.
That is the third on Ryan Oxley. Inbound to Jones, cutting down the baseline, and he scores through traffic.
City High regains the lead right now. See if Prairie can answer.
10 now. Jason Jones in double figures. 39-38, City High. Rima holds it on the far side. Comes right with a stutter dribble. Circles that way. Leaves it out beyond the arc to Clark. Off the clear out. Smith-Trejos on the drive. Right-hand finger roll, no. Dillon with the board for City High.
They got a look. They got the good look, but he just didn't get the roll.
Smith, floater, no. Off the board. Rebounded by Eilers. And Prairie shooting for the lead again, down by one. Clark to the trailer Eilers, back up top to Rima. Stop and go dribble, drives in, had the shot rejected, comes down on out of bounds, and going to stay with Prairie. As Micah Martin right back in, and Servicek also in. And Ringen back in for the Little Hawks.
City, it looks like they're going to play zone on this out of bounds situation with Martin back in, let him eat up space in the lane.
Prairie basketball. Off the out-of-bounds play. Here comes Rima. Gets a high screen. Sets up for a three and bangs it home from the right wing.
Little ball screen right there, and he comes off. Little push shot. Did it up over the top.
16 for Jalen Rima. And Prairie up two, 41-39. Little Hawk basketball. Mulligan off the clear out. Circles right. Rima comes up with a steal. Rima in all the way. Tried to dunk it. Missed it.
Got the steal. Coach Showalter wants a foul.
Here's Jones, and he gets the blocking foul called on Servicek.
And it's going to be shooting two, I believe, Scott. And they're
should
gonna,
be, yep.
In the act of shooting there. Jason Jones is going to go there. He's got to the line in the first half four times.
It's 4 for 4. Free throw number one here is too strong, no good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Ethan Copeland into the Prairie lineup for Jalen Rima. I'm a little down on himself right now for missing that dunk. Free throw number two is right through for Jones. He's got 11. No City High pressure here to start the half.
They're going to go back and play the man-to-man.
Prairie ball up by one. Clark between the legs dribble. Over to Copeland. A little stutter dribble. Comes right, takes it right free throw line extended. Now to Clark. Back up top to Servicek on the drive. Step back Smith-Drehaus. Dumps it underneath. Layup good. Servicek and a foul on Martin.
And Smith-Drehaus draws the attention from the perimeter out there. All the defenders think he's going to shoot it. Last second dump off to Logan Servicek.
And that is going to be the third foul on Mike Martin. And a chance at the three-point play for Logan Servicek. That was a pretty draw up right there by Prairie.
And Logan Servicek, nice finish going up bigger defenders in the lane area. He gets it up, nifty little move to get it off the glass.
Kilpatrick in for Jake Eilers. And he's going to get patched up. Looks like he's got some blood on his left arm. 44-40, City High down four off the clear out. Smith on the drive, double pump runner, no. Martin one hands a rebound and gets the put back on the block.
And he did that with a lot of contact in there, pushing him around.
44-42, lead it two. Kilpatrick, cross-court pass. Smith-Drehaus on the ball fake. Spins left to the lane and traveled with it. There was contact there. They're not in play.
Play through that out there.
Turnover only the fifth on Prairie.
This gives Prairie a chance to set their defense anywhere, that 2-2-1 that they like to play.
And Rima right back into the game for the Hawks, leading Prairie and scoring with 16. 2:20 to play in the third. City High can tie or take the lead with the three ball. Here's Mulligan off the screen for three. No, but he got fouled on the clear out by Cal Clark.
Clark coming late on that closeout, runs into him, knocks him down. Gonna shoot three.
Second on Clark, and Mulligan's gonna have three free throws. He had 2 3-pointers in the first half, and that was really the first time he got loose in half number two, as he gets the first. 44-43 in favor of Prairie. Two more free throws upcoming, though. It's up and good, number two.
Looks pretty good from the free throw line, Scott. Nice rotation.
Tied at 44, trying to give City High the lead. And can't get it. Ball back tapped and picked up by City High. Jason Jones gets it. Cross court to Ringen on the fake. It tries to drop off pass inside to Martin, but the pass hit the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds to Prairie. It got caught in the net and came right down.
And they said it was last hit by City. I think if Micah Martin would have let that go, it may have been a tip from Prairie, and they may have got it back.
Griff Clark back into the lineup for the Prairie Hawks, and City High will come back with the pressure. They'll try to trap, and Copeland is bumped and fouled as Ringen came over a little bit late on the pressure.
And try to drive him out of bounds there to give him a nice hip check. Something like you'd see in a Rough Rider game, Scott.
Team's fourth foul. Ringen checks out with his second. Smith-Drehaus back in for Copeland for Prairie. So Griff Clark in there, Servicek. Eilers back in. Rima and Smith-Drehaus. So it's a small lineup here for the Hawks. Rima circling left, goes cross court to Clark, and he was fouled as Jones went for the steal and came up empty.
Jones knew what was coming. He read the play well, and Clark just makes a good play by coming to meet the ball. He doesn't stand there and wait for it to come to him.
Anticipate the 44-44. Under two to play here in the third quarter between Iowa City High and Cedar Rapids Prairie. City High staying in the man. Eilers between the rings. Out front. Bounce to Rima. Rima driving right in the lane. Kicks it out. Eilers for three, and he hits deep one from the right wing.
Yeah, with that hand taped up out there, he's still knocking them down.
Eilers only 27%, but he's streaky.
He's a good shooter. He's capable of knocking down the three.
47-44. See if City High can answer. Smith driving baseline. Cut off by Smith-Dreyhoff. They drop it down low. Martin, they triple-team him on the block. And coming away with the basketball, Smith-Dreyhoff. Goes crossover, behind the back, trying to split a double-team. Driving a kick-out. Eilers, deep three. Missed everything that time. And the rebound to City High.
A little too deep out there.
He was pumped on it. Jones driving in. Off the glass for two. Down the heart of the paint.
Nice answer by Jones. Going through traffic, get the finish.
47-46, 35 seconds to play. Rima back up top. Griff Clark will hold it up front with 30 seconds to play. Whole bunch of subs getting ready to come in. But Prairie might go for the last shot of the third.
City High in that zone again.
Clark standing right-hand dribble, and now Prairie will go for one. It's been a fun game here tonight.
Good third quarter, back and forth, a lot of action.
Down to 9 seconds to play. Rima outside the arc. Cross-court pass. Clark fakes, drives. Back comes to Rima. 2 seconds, fakes. Goes up with the lean-in jumper and got it. Just about the right free throw line for Jalen Rima, who had a 9-point quarter. And Prairie takes the lead of three into the fourth. Well, buckle the seatbelts. After three, Prairie 49, City High 46. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys Basketball from KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Derry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Jake Eilers and Jalen Rima doing the damage for Prairie in the third as they outscore City High 21-11. And we start the fourth. Prairie with the lead of three, and Smith on the dribble drive was fouled. They cleared it out for him, and he drew the foul on Rima.
Smith with the heads-up play, understanding where he was going at that time, drawing the contact on the foul.
That is the third on Rima. Off the inbound, ringing with the leaner, won't go. Might have been partially blocked. Here comes Prairie the other way. Smith-Dreyhoff, wing pass. Here comes Oxley, double pump, no good. Rebound, tip good by Rima.
Rima active, coming from the backside that time, not giving up on the play.
Rima now with 20, and it's 51-46. Prairie with their biggest lead. Hawks trying to trap all over the place. Smith to the corner. Looking inside to Johnson. They dump it down low. Pump fake up and good. He went up strong that time against Oxley.
And they were patient. They got the ball in the post. Not much Oxley could do.
51-48. A little diamond and one pressure here by City High. And a bounce pass broken up by Ring and it's stolen away. Good anticipation for the Little Hawks. Mulligan on the drive, drops it off underneath to Johnson. Had a block from behind by Eilers. Loose in the floor. They dive for it. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to go to Prairie.
That was a nice pass at the end that time, and I thought Johnson was going to get the easy look, but Eilers, good recovery, getting the block.
Went up with the right hand from the left side, and that allowed Eilers to block it.
And they avoided the contact.
51-48, Prairie Beating the pressure, Raima on the power dribble, leaves it left side, running layup, no good. Tipped up and in by Raima again.
Coming from the backside, nobody checking him off the glass.
53-48 as we played a minute here in the fourth. Mulligan off the clear out, jab step three, no good. A deep one out of bounds and will stay with City High. As Cervasek will come back in for Prairie. Cervasek, Eilers, Cal Clark, Smith Drejos, and Jalen Raima for Prairie. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout here for City High. And for the Little Hawks, see if they bring Martin in right now. They haven't done it as of yet. But ringing in there, Smith, Mulligan, Johnson, and Jones.
Interesting word. Where Coach Showalter met him for this timeout. Guys, all the other timeouts had been at the bench. This time, they're out there almost in the lane area. I think Coach Showalter wants to light a fire under his kids right now.
City High led. Their highest total was 13 at 33-20. Prairie went on an 11-1 run. They cut it down to 7.5, and Prairie went on an 8-0 run to start the third. And that's where we are right now. Off the inbound, ringing a three, no good. They fight for it on the weak side. Johnson gets it, Leaner good. Went up strong.
That was just going after it, and a lot of size going over the top of the smaller Prairie defenders.
53-50, Smith Drejos through traffic, lost it on the triple team. Here comes City High, Smith one-on-one, double pump layup good from the left side for Naeem Smith.
And capitalized on the turnover from Prairie.
53-52, one-point game. Raima beating the pressure, lost it from behind, and a whistle and a foul late on Ringen, who didn't think he did it.
Coach Showalter thought maybe he was palming the ball out there, carrying it.
Now Martin will come in, and Johnson will come out for the Little Hawks.
City High going back to the zone, Scott.
That's 16 fouls. When Martin's in there, I think they're going to set the zone. The 2-3. Raima coming near side. Plays catch with Clark outside the golden arc. Pass left wing to Eilers, who has three threes here in the second half. And a height advantage with Mulligan jumping out on him on the 2-3. 5:35 remaining here in the ball game. Prairie up by one. Double up front. Quick cross-court pass. Raima, three, no. And Ringen with a weak side rebound. Wrestled it away from Cervasek. City High brings it up to far boards. Now back out front. Smith between the legs with a dribble. Drives in all the way, and the layup good with the right hand. Oh, that little hesitation move.
That was a smooth play. All of a sudden, he coming to life, scoring a couple buckets here for the Hawks.
City High up one, 54-53. Prairie basketball, Raima crossover, drives in, hangs, had it knocked away, loose on the floor, and now they get a foul.
It's laid on the floor, Scott. There's a lot of contact before that.
And Naeem Smith picks up his third personal, and that's the seventh against City High.
Logan Cervasek go to the free throw line. He was on the floor going after it.
That's a tough call.
It is a tough break for the Little Hawks right there. That's especially after all the contact that had gone on just right before that.
1-1, Cervasek. It's up and good. Only the second free throw shot by Prairie tonight.
Both by him, right?
Yep. And he came in 1-for-5. And he's 2-for-2 tonight and left that one short. But the rebound pulled down by Prairie, and then Raima foul going up.
And Raima again chasing down that long rebound off that. He didn't screen him out.
2-3. They're going to call it on Jason Jones. That is his second. And Raima, who has been outstanding tonight with 22 points to the line for Prairie and make it 23. The future UNI Panther football player with a couple of the Panther assistant coaches for Mark Farley in attendance. And he gets them both. Prairie up two. We seesaw back and forth. 56-54, under five to play the ball game. Smith off the 1-4 look. Spin move into the lane. Hangs, puts it up, no, and a good block out. And the rebound to Raima.
Rebound number 8 for Jalen Rama.
Boy, service that kept Martin off the offensive board zone. Now Clark, they try to trap him. Ball handles out front, holds it at the left point.
Directing traffic out there. Clark getting everybody set against the zone, what he wants.
Still a lot of time, and City High going to stay in the zone for a little while longer. Smith-Drehaus inside, kicks it out to Rima. Open jumper, too strong from 15. Back tap picked up by Prairie, though.
Smith-Drehaus with a long rebound.
And Prairie will get a second chance at this possession. 56-54 as we are halfway home here in the fourth quarter. What a dandy tonight here on this Thursday evening. Clark to Ryman. Maybe City High will come out of the zone here. And they are, looks like they're going to pick him up man. And now Rima goes crossover on Mulligan. Drives back out center circle to Cal Clark. Far side Smith-Drehaus. And he worked the perimeter with 3.5 to play. Been a minute possession here for Prairie. Smith-Drehaus, pull up jumper, no. And the rebound to Smith. And City High wanted to reach in on service sec and didn't get it. Smith dumps it down low, high low. Nice catch by Martin, and he gets the land.
Bobbled a little bit, but was able to get it up, keep it up above the defenders.
As you're supposed to do at 6'9".
Well done.
Tied at 56 here. Martin now with a total of 14. 3 minutes to play here in the game. Rima, stutter dribble, comes left. Takes it between the arcs. Now to Eilers, and they're jumping out on him with Mulligan in the man-to-man. After the 3 3-pointers. Here's Cal Clark, rises for 3. No good. Tipped up, no, by Rima. And Martin with a rebound as Rima went flying through there.
Couldn't get the roll at the end.
Smith, pass to the corner, ringing a high-arching 3, and he hits from the far side.
A big change right there, Scott. You know, you think Prairie might get it on the offensive putback. They don't capitalize. A 5-point swing.
59-56, 2:24 to play. Quick pass to the corner. Eilers wide open, 3, no. And the weak side board, Jason Jones pulls it down for the Little Hawks.
City High, you may see, be a little more patient now. Let Naheem Smith work.
Timeout, City, and they'll take a 30 here. No, it's got to be a full timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. With 2:12 to play in the ballgame, it's Iowa City High 59, Cedar Rapids Prairie 56. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
What'd they call?
And we're back to action, and the ball was inbounded in the backcourt, and we've got a foul on Servicek way underneath the basket for the push on Martin.
Wasn't even close there, Scott. Are they kind of setting that up, Scott? Maybe thinking here, only 5 team fouls. They want to get one of those.
Now Prairie will come in.
Cade Chatham.
Makes his first appearance.
What was that on service, like you said?
It is only his second. And now we've got a hold again underneath the basket. And that'll be.
What they're going to try and do is foul Martin.
They're playing hack-a-shack here.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing and trying to get Martin to the line where he is only a 41% foul shooter. And Don Showalter is going to respond by taking him out.
He said that's an intentional foul, is what he's saying, too.
But the officials did not see it that way. Johnson back into the game for City High. They bounce it inside. Jones doubled down low. Kick out top. Ringing for three. Ribbing it good. He got the roll.
Got the kind bounce there, Scott. He got every part of the rim.
62-56 and timeout Prairie now. Six in a row and six big ones by Iowa City High.
And both those last baskets coming from the long range for Little Hawks.
And both from Niall Ringen. And shot it very well in stride up top and made him look good.
And that last time it went inside first, Scott, and they got the kick out to him. Defense collapsed to the interior where City High's had success. Kick out, he's got his feet set, gets some rhythm into his shot, knocks it down.
62-56 also helps when you get a nice kind roll too.
Yeah, you do. You got that shooter's bounce out there. You got good rotation. You got a soft touch on your shot. You get some of those bounces. No, you're Prairie. You don't have to panic. It's a 6-point ball game. Minute 47 left. Quality possession. You don't have to go for a three here. Look to see if whatever you think your best play is to get a score in pretty quick order. That's what you come out and try to run and. Lima's been your hot hand, but Smith Drehouse is another one of your very capable scorers. Look for one of those two guys or Cal Clark to be getting a shot.
Another great high school basketball game tonight. Tomorrow, another one as well. Center Point Urbana at Marion in girls basketball for the WOMAC Conference Western Division. That'll be on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM listeners. You will get Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Iowa City West High tomorrow night in boys basketball.
That tomorrow night game's been promoted as a whiteout to help the homeless in the Cedar Rapids area.
All right. 62-56. See what Prairie runs off the timeout. They've got two left. Clark, top of the circle. Leaves it for Rima. They clear it off for him. Pull up, fall away jumper. Strong no from 17. And Johnson with a rebound.
Bodies flew when he went and got it.
Here comes Smith. Power dribble up the left-hand boards. Now into the corner. And Johnson trapped in there and had it taken away by Rima. Leaves it for Clark. Prairie in transition with a minute 20 to play. And now City High trying to trap. Cross-court pass. Eilers open three, and he hits. And a timeout by Prairie.
Extra pass out there. Heads-up play. Getting the ball to Eilers. He's had nobody on him. Got the easy look from three.
15 for Eilers, all from three-point land. And the lead down to a possession again at 62-59 with a minute 14 to go.
And Prairie's going to have the all-out pressure defensively here on this. City High's got to be prepared to handle it. The ball's going to be in Smith's hands, you'd have to think. He and Mulligan going to be your primary ball handlers bringing it up the floor. And then City High's got to be ready for the foul, too, because they're going to be coming after it. If they don't get the steal, they're going to be committing a foul. You got to be strong with the basketball out there.
62-59. We're going to see Prairie full court pressure, I'm sure.
Doubling up on the ball. They got Logan Cervicek in there. Rima, Clark, and Smith Drehouse, along with Eilers. Eilers is going to be the pressure. He's going to be pressuring the inbounder, which is Ringen for City High.
Yeah, Ringen's going to try to get it in. Martin is not in the game right now. Johnson replacing him. They get it into Mulligan in the corner. Gives it right back to Ringen and up ahead to Smith. They break the pressure. Into the front court. Prairie will put City High into the bonus on the next team foul.
And that'll probably be pretty quick, Scott.
1 minute to play here in the ball game. Smith out front to Ringen. Clark playing off of him. And now they go for the foul and they get it with Eilers. They foul Mulligan, a 68% foul shooter.
Prairie played for a steal there. They didn't get anything. They had to commit the foul.
And the 1-1 for Henry Mulligan, who's got 8 tonight. He's 2 out of 3 from the line so far. 1-1 on the way right through.
Looked comfortable from the free throw line as every time he goes up there.
And now Griff Clark will come in for Cervicek, so another 3-point shooter.
Spread the floor out a little bit more.
So both Griff and Cal Clark in there for Prairie. Ben Sinise puts it up, got it. Swished them both.
Big free throws.
Here comes Prairie in a hurry down 5, 50 seconds. Clark on the crossover dribble, on the drive, all the way in, and was fouled by Mulligan going up. He stopped the two, though.
Yeah, he did. And That is a smart play by Clark, not trying to force a three. If they're going to give you the drive, plenty of time left to extend this game out. Try to get the two.
And Clark will have two free throws.
Henry, you got a pinch.
As Prairie will go a little off defense for offense. Free throw off the right side, no good.
So you got to collect on these. You got to knock these down if you're Prairie.
64% foul shooter. Servicek back in for Griff Clark. And one more upcoming. Trying to pull the Hawks within four with 47 seconds remaining. It's up and good. Clark with seven. Full court pressure. Ringing, looking. Finally gets it in to Naeem Smith. Long up court pass. Nearly stolen by Rima, who commits the foul in the backcourt. And they fouled Mulligan again.
Yeah, and you don't get the steal, you commit the foul out there.
And that's the fourth on Rima. He's the first Hawk with four.
Clark back in again for Serbisek for the Prairie Hawks.
1-1 coming up for Mulligan. Just hit two, and this one's no good, and the rebound comes out deep to Clark. He lost it. Johnson came up with it, but he traveled with it.
Oh, they said he did. They slid on the floor that time. City, I was trying to call timeout. They weren't going to give it to him.
64-60. 40 seconds to play. And it'll be Rima inbound right in front of us. Prairie needs to get something quickly. Don't necessarily need a three here. Griff Clark, long bounce pass to Cal on the drive. Cal takes it in with the left hand and scores. Prairie does not use the timeout. Inbound, Smith trapped in the corner, long up court. They get it to ring, and down below is Johnson wide open, and he gets the layup.
It's a two-possession ball game now, going up by four.
15 seconds, 66-62. Clark doubled. Ball tip, Griff Clark, back to the corner. Three on the way, rimming, no. Rebound underneath, loose. Johnson's got it. Smith gets the outlet and a foul with 3.8 to go. And City High is going to hold on.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be able to get this one up two possessions right now. Even if he misses both, or misses the front end of the one-on-one.
Clark will get the foul, Phil.
And they don't commit a foul. City High Showalter telling him right now is just get out of their way. You're not going to foul anybody.
Naeem Smith on the line. And this is the 19th foul, so it's a one and bonus. And missed the free throw. Rima clears the rebound and a timeout with 2.5 to go. And this will be the final timeout for Prairie.
And I said Prairie, I think the Prairie coaches thought maybe they had one more left, but
now that's going to be it.
That'll be it. So they're going to throw it in and try to score, and they're going to, well, if you're Prairie, you're going to try and jump into a City High player maybe and draw a foul if you can and get it up.
If you're City High,
I would
right
go to
now
the other,
you just go to the other end.
I'd stand down here and let them throw it in and score and don't even.
Because they can't stop the clock.
Can't stop the clock. You don't have to inbound it after that.
And the game will be over at that point.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to stay, I think, on this side of the timeline over here.
66-62. As Prairie. Well, interesting strategy. If you throw, it's going to at least take a second and a half to score, even if it's a long pass right underneath the basket.
Well, it doesn't start till it's.
It doesn't matter anyway.
You get in and they can't stop it, so.
So it'll be Rima to put it into play with 2.5. And he'll throw it up ahead. It'll be Griff Clark to hit the three, and he got it at the horn. It's his first varsity points. It was a dandy. And City High holds on. They actually. And they gave him two or three on that. Three-pointer. It was a three. So 66-65, the final score, but City High will take it. It was a dandy here tonight at the Prairie Gym, and we'll come back with the post-game show and talk about it when we return after this as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. the resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you at the Prairie Gym after terrific Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball game tonight as Iowa City High defeats Cedar Rapids Prairie 66-65. Scott Unash along with Phil Dunn. We're going to get a word with head coach Don Showalter coming up here in just a little bit. Boys, this game had everything. Runs, three-pointers, good inside play, just back and forth, and a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was, Scott. That second half really shaped up to be a good one. City High, had the 7-point lead coming in out of the break, but then Prairie comes out and hits some threes, and Jake Eilers gets going from the perimeter. Jalen Rima has a big second half scoring as well from 3-point land, driving on rebound putbacks. And City High, they made the plays. They answered the bell. It looked like that momentum had switched. Prairie was up by 7, I believe, or 5. 5 or 7. With about 4 or 5 minutes left in the game, Coach Showalter took a timeout and really got after his crew, and they responded, came back, and finished out for a victory.
City High now 10-5 on the season, and they go to 7-3 in the conference, so they keep a little heat on Xavier. Keep him in the room, at least within arm's length.
Yeah, keep him right there. And, before the ball game, Coach Showalter talked about that they had that lead against Xavier earlier this year, Scott, and Xavier made a good comeback to get that victory. But this City High is a few plays away from being in the lead in this conference, in the division.
And a really good Cedar Rapids Prairie comeback, a spirited comeback tonight by the Hawks. Even though they lost, and it's going to stink for a little bit, got to feel pretty good.
They had a tough one on Tuesday night, too, with an overtime loss against Dubuque Hempstead. And then this one here tonight, a one-point loss here at the end of the ball game. You try to look for the positives, but this is the time of year where you really got to keep your motor going. You can't let these close losses lead into another loss down the road because you're not feeling good about yourself or you're not playing with confidence.
So let's take a look at the final scoring in this one. Won by City High, 66-65. They go to 10-5 in the year, 7-3 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For the Little Hawks, 5 players in double figures. 4 starters led by Micah Martin, the 6'9 senior with 14 points. Prairie did a better job neutralizing. They were double, they were triple teaming him. They did everything but climb on him in this ball game here tonight, but he ends up with a total of 14 points. 13 points for Jason Jones. This is a solid game for Jones. Ended up with 4 field goals and 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. And then 10 apiece for Naeem Smith, Henry Mulligan, and Chuck Johnson off the bench with 10 points as well. And then Niall Ringen with 9, but he hit the 2 biggest three-pointers in the game for the Little Hawks. He had back-to-back threes to give City High a 62-56 lead late in the ball game, a lead that they would not relinquish. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, they fall to 6-9 now in the year, 4-6 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. And Prairie had 2 in double figures led by Jalen Rima, with a team and game high, 24 points tonight. Boy, he had the jumper going this evening. Hit a couple of three-point goals. All told, ended up with 10 field goals, two of those from three-point land, and 24 points. 15 points for Jake Eilers tonight, all from three-point land. He hit four in the second half. He shot Prairie back into this ballgame with his three-point prowess. Cal Clark, under his average tonight, but did end up with 9 points. 4 points for Max Smith-Drehaus. He was way under his average tonight. City High really did a good job on those two, but Eilers and Rima kept Prairie in it. Logan Serbisek with 4 points. Griff Clark had his first varsity points tonight, ended up with three. Darren Kilpatrick had a three-pointer and three, and Ryan Oxley had two to close out the Prairie scoring. Bench scoring was 10-8 tonight in favor of City High. Low turnover totals for both teams. City High only with 11 turnovers. Prairie had only 6 turnovers in the game here tonight. City High won at the free throw line. They were 11 of 15. They just shot enough and made enough. And for the Prairie Hawks, they were 5 of 7 tonight from the free throw line. Prairie stayed in it with threes. They had 11 made threes tonight to only 5 for the Little Hawks in this one. And I'll throw it to you for a look at the rebounding.
Yeah, well, rebounding. City High had their way against the smaller Prairie Hawks, which we thought would probably happen. They won 34-22 in total rebounds. Micah Martin with 9 rebounds, just one off, getting the double-digit categories there on the glass. 6 for Charles Johnson off the bench. Nice combination for your centers. That two centers in there, two post players with 15 rebounds together. 5 rebounds apiece for Neem Smith, as well as Jason Jones. 3 for Niall Ringen and Vance Dillon with 3 as well. Henry Mulligan chips in with 2 rebounds there at the end. 1 dead ball team rebound for City High. 10 offensive, 24 defensive, adds up to 34 for the Little Hawks. For Prairie, Jalen Rima leads the way. He got his double-double, Scott. He had 10 rebounds to go with his 24 points. 3 rebounds apiece for Cal Clark, Max Smith-Drehaus, as well as Jake Eilers, and that's it. They're the only 4 Prairie players to get rebounds in this ball game. They had 3 dead ball rebounds, 8 offensive, 14 defensive, 22 total for the Prairie Hawks.
So a plus 12 rebounding for City High. Yeah. You're going to do good things when you get plus 12.
And that's one of the things we had talked about. And again, Micah Martin and Charles Johnson doing the job in the lane area there for the Little Hawks.
City High wins it 66-65. We'll talk to John Showalter coming up, we hope, here in just a couple of moments. This is a dangerous, dangerous City High team. Yes, we know West is in the same sub-state. They're going to play twice. They may play 3 times. This game could be replayed coming up the last week of February because these two teams are going to be number 2 and number 3 seeds in that sub-state.
Yeah, that's right. You know, these two teams, if the seeds hold, you would think they'd play again. But, you know, Wash and Jeff and are in that mix as well out there. But that would be a good rematch, Scott, and if that happened out there. And City High, they do some nice things. You know, the thing I liked most about them, in the pregame we talked, you had mentioned some statistics about the assist to turnovers. They don't do many things to beat themselves, Scott, out there. They're not going to make silly plays. They're not going to be erratic on offense. For the most part, they're going to try and take what that defense gives them, play within themselves, and try to play to their strengths and avoid their weaknesses.
Yeah, they do. They've got a good inside game, of course, with Micah Martin. Mulligan can hit it from the outside. Ringen, we saw what he could do there at the end with the two big three-pointers right there when the game was tied at 56. He ended up with 9 points, but they were all three-pointers. In this particular ball game, Naeem Smith is a very, very good point guard. And City High is going to get one of their better players back coming up before the tournament, they hope, with Nate Whelan coming back.
And that would be a big plus for him out there, too. You add him into that mix out there. But Smith, as you said, Scott, you know, he kind of makes the Little Hawks go on the offensive end. He's the captain that rights the ship out there on the floor for him. He's not going to try to do too much. He's athletic enough where he can get finishes, he can get to the lane area and get paint touches if he needs to, but he's smart about when he does it, and he'll knock down the shot coming off a ball screen, shoot an open jump shot. A lot of ways he can score, And like I said, that inside-outside combination there with them two goes a long way. Makes them tough to defend.
Girls will play tomorrow night down in Iowa City. And City High up in the rankings today, back into the top five, I know. And, of course, those pairings will come out next Monday. It's pairings week next week for the boys and the girls. Girls in 4A and 5A, and the boys 3A and 4A pairings will come out next week. But like we said, could see game number two between City High and Prairie coming up in the postseason.
Yep, and that time of year, Scott, where everybody looks forward to seeing where they're going to be put and who you're going to go against. You can start making up your scouting reports once you get that figured out. You got a pretty good idea in your sub-state anyway. You got tape on them and you got ideas on what you want to do, and you might have a base report. But then you get going once you know for sure who your matchup is. Then you can start figuring out exactly how you want to go about game planning for them.
Well, you've seen this in your coaching career, Phil. Everybody's seen it in their if they follow basketball. Three times a year when you play a team, boy, that is difficult. That is tough. And it could be City High and West three times. You never know. And they play once toward the end of the season as well. I think on February 12th they're going to meet. And we'll have that one for you on the South Gym, 106.3 FM. But, boy, when you play three times, you know each other very, very well.
Yeah, no secrets out there. And then it's going to come down to executing your game plan and letting your strengths work for you and trying to avoid those weaknesses. Because you've been at it for a long time. And besides just the two games you played this year, those two kids, if you're in that instance, Scott, they grew up playing against each other and know each other very, very well.
66-65, Iowa City High defeats Cedar Rapids Prairie. I saw Coach Showalter, and then I think he got cut off at the pass, and now I don't see him in the hallway. He was making his way out here. But I'm sure he's got to be very happy with the way. You mentioned the fact he called a 30-second timeout, and he took his team out toward the lane. Didn't get real demonstrative, but I think, like you said, he was trying to prove a point out there.
His body language is a little bit different than it had been in the previous timeouts when he was over here on the sideline. And I think he got after him a little bit and challenged them and talked about what they needed to do to close this thing out right. And his players responded from that.
Yeah, Niall Ringen with the two big threes after Prairie had tied it up 56-56. It was a back-and-forth game if you joined us late. City High took a lead early on of six. They jumped it out to a 13-point lead on an 11-1 run at 33-20. And then Prairie came back with a run to bring it within seven at halftime at 35-28. And then the Hawks took their first lead since 2-0 on an 8-0 run to start the second half, fueled by Jake Eilers from three-point land. Prairie took a lead at 36-35, and then after that, neither team had more than a five-point lead, really on down through the end of the third quarter and through the entire fourth quarter.
Well, Prairie Hawks, they're going to come back out, and they're going to do some signing duty, Scott. This is their poster night, so they get to come out. Those were always much easier after a victory to come out and do that, and you got the little guys and the little kids out there. They're going to come out and do it. Win or lose, you come out and do it. And as they walk across the floor, get ready to pick up those pins and sign those posters.
Yep, you got to get that done. You got to get that done. Here comes Coach Showalter. Phil's trying to track him down here. And, go ahead. You can slip those off, and you better run because I think he's on his way. We'll try to get a word from Coach Showalter. Coming up tomorrow night, it'll be girls high school basketball. Center Point Urbana at Marion. CPU unbeaten, number 2 and 3A. Marion stays at number 7 in class 4A. We'll have that one tomorrow night at 1600 AM for you, beginning at 7:30. Also at 7:30 tomorrow night on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, we will have Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Iowa City West in boys basketball. And that will be coming up from the West High Gym, and that will be tomorrow evening. And we've got Coach Showalter here. And, 42 years, they don't come easy. You're going to celebrate this one a little bit, aren't you?
Celebrate it till maybe Monday.
If that far,
if
right?
That far, yeah.
If that far, but
yeah, it was. you know, last year we lost this game by 5 or 10. I mean, you know, we got down by 5, and this year we got guys that just think they can win, and you know, Nile Ringen steps up and hit 2 huge 3s for us. But that's what you got to have. I mean, that's what seniors do, and. So I, you know, I feel really good about it. Our kids are great kids. I mean, this is a team where you really enjoy every moment with them, and that's why we take them a lot of places outside of basketball, just because they're fun to be with, and that's nice.
Well, a lot of things to hang your hat on. You're plus 12 in rebounding. Yep. You had a good advantage inside, but you had five guys in double figures. So
and one with nine. So
and one with nine. So that's not bad.
But give. I mean, Prairie played really well. I mean, obviously, we were not expecting
Rima,
yeah, to do what he did, especially from outside. I mean, he's really a good athlete. He's kind of like Jason Jones for us. I mean, they're both really good athletes, football players, but we weren't quite expecting him, Ryman, to do what he did from the outside. So, thought he played well. And, you know, give a lot of they hung in there. We got him down by about 14, I think, early in the second quarter, and then they made a comeback. And it, you know, if you didn't care who won, it's a pretty good game to watch.
And, Coach, you did it defensively. You're changing things up there, too. You mix a man in there. You play some zone. And
you guys are very observant on that, huh? You've seen a few games in your lifetime, haven't
you? We've seen a few.
Not as many as you.
Not 42 years, but we're working on it.
Yeah, tell you what, we mixed it up between zone, different types of zone. We're in a 3-2 zone a little bit, 2-3 zone. Took a press, zone press, man-to-man. We just did a little bit of everything. Tried to get them out of the rhythm. I mean, they were just in a nice rhythm and catching the ball and doing what they wanted to do. So felt we had to do something a little bit different on that.
You guys do a really good job of sharing the basketball as well. And you've done it all year pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I said about this group. They like each other. And if you notice our bench at times, they were up just cheering. And, you know, you don't always have that on a team. I think that really helps the guys that are playing.
And chance to get your 10th win here. You got that accomplished, and the beat goes on. You're hoping to get Nate Whelan back sometime soon, so that would be a big help too.
Huge. I mean, you know, right now we're just probably one player short of being, battling with the elite teams in our league. And, you know, when you talk about elite teams, there's about 5 or 6 Division I players in our league, and, you know, the rest of us have to battle with those guys. So, you know, you have to do some things different a little bit, but, you know, I like where we're at now. I like the attitude of our team. I like our unselfish play. So, you know, you keep that up, at least you're going to be competitive every game.
Yep, and get ready for Tuesday then, right?
Yeah, boy. Juggernaut next week. We go to Wallert on Tuesday and at Lindmar on Friday. So,
well, you're going to find out a lot about the team,
exactly.
Like you talked about.
And we played Lindmar tough, I thought, the first time around at our place. It was a tie game midway through the third quarter, and they went on a little 14-1 run, and they ended up beating us by 12 or 13. So it's just that run, and, you know, that's what basketball is, those game of runs.
Yeah. So, well, enjoy this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Good talking with you. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate
Congrats, Coach.
Thanks.
Don Schulwalder, head coach for the City High Little Hawks, as they win it tonight by a point. 66-65 here over Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Phil, I will talk to you next coming up on Tuesday night, as it will be the Marion Indians and Vint Schellsberg that night in Wamac Conference Boys Basketball. And although I think I have a feeling we'll see you tomorrow night.
Well, you've got a couple Marion team games coming up, don't you, Scott?
That's right. Yep. Girls tomorrow night, that one's going to be outstanding between CPU and Marion.
Yeah, it will be. And as I mentioned before, the student section or Marion is trying to do something to promote help for the homeless. You bring in some clothing items, you get in free out there, and it's a whiteout. So good cause tomorrow night, plus good basketball.
Yep, that's going to be a lot of fun. And then West High hosting Kennedy tomorrow night on 107.5 and 106.3, and that will be tomorrow at 7:30. That's going to wrap things up here. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio as well. Also a big thanks to Rocky Bennett, the athletic director here at Cedar Rapids Prairie, for all his hospitality. So for Phil Dunn, Scott Udash saying so long. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and our final score of this boys Mississippi Valley Conference battle tonight, it was Iowa City High 66, Cedar Rapids Prairie 65. And so long from the Prairie Gym.
Sports Radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.